这是一个多么荣耀神圣的时刻。
What a glorious and holy moment.
我们来到万王之王的面前。
We come to the King of the Kings.
用我们的心灵或诚实来敬拜他。
To worship him in truth and in spirit.
全世界没有一个地方有这个地方这么神圣。
There is no other place that could be more holy than this place.
因为我们的主在我们当中。
Because the Lord is with us.
今天早上也是一个非常美好的天气。
And we have a very beautiful weather this morning.
很多人都说这个冬天过得太长。
Many people have thought that this has been a very long winter.
可是今天早上已经透露了春天的信息。
But this morning we could feel the spring coming.
我们感谢，我们赞美他。
We thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
因为这一切都是他的创造。
Because all is created by the Lord.
都是他的赐予。
All is given by the Lord.
我们就是白白的领受这么大的救恩，在我们的一生当中。
We received such a great salvation totally by grace.
我今天早上讲一篇特别的信息。
I want to give you a special message this morning.
也是一个特别的题目。
This is a special topic.
好大的口气啊，要赢得世界。
Do you think it is a little bit bragging when we say we want to win the world?
这是我几年以来努力跟诸位讲的一个很大的题目，基督的教会这个总题目的最后的一篇信息。
This sermon actually is the last message of the whole series I have been sharing with you in the past years. The series is on the Church of Christ.
基督的教会一共有16篇。
I have 16 messages on the Church of Christ.
有五大单元。
And there are 5 units.
第一个是教会是什么。
The first one is about what the church is.
这个里面有三篇。
There were 3 messages on the unit.
认识主荣耀的教会。
The second unit is the glorious church of the Lord.
教会是圣洁的团契。
The church is a holy fellowship.
教会是爱的团契。
It's also a fellowship of love.
第二个单元是教会如三位一体的关系。
Another topic, unit is about the church and the Trinity God.
有三篇信息。
There were 3 messages.
教会是永生神的家。
The church is the home, the home of the eternal God.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of the Christ.
教会是圣灵的殿。
And the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们知道教会何等神圣和荣耀。
So you know how glorious and how holy a church is.
第三篇信息就是教会的圣礼和这个礼仪。
The third topic is about the sacraments of the church.
基督教没什么特别的环纹肉节。
Christianity has some rituals.
但是有两个圣礼是必须执行的。
There are only two the most important rituals.
教会的体制或圣礼，一个是洗礼，一个是圣餐。
One is the baptism, another is the communion.
这里已经出了八篇了。
And there are 8 messages on this.
第四个单元是教会的职分。
The fourth unit is about the duty of the church.
职分中间有四篇。
There are 4 messages on this.
牧者。牧人。
First one is on the pastors.
长老。
And the elders,
执事
and the deacons,
信徒
and believers.
所以有四篇，最后的四篇，第五个单元就是教会的使命。
The fifth unit of the whole series is about the missions of the church.
我们无论做什么，做多大的努力，最后要达到那个最后的目的，就是他的使命。
And whatever efforts we have made, the goal is to reach the final mission.
最后的四篇信息。
The last four messages.
教会的使命。
The missions of the church.
之一就是要彼此相爱。
First of all, we should love one another.
耶稣最后给门徒们一条新的命令，就是我赐给你们一条新命令，要叫你们彼此相爱。
The Lord Jesus gave us a new command before he left this world. He said, you should love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Just as I have loved you.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，世人就认出你们是我的门徒。
When you love each other, the world will recognize that you belong to me.
第二个使命就是要造就门徒。
The second mission of the church is to make disciples.
我们单单相爱不够的，我们必须要接受操练或造就，可以出去打仗。
It is not enough just to love one another. We must be disciplined to build each other up.
所以经上说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，这就是接受操练以后能够作战的精兵勇将。
The Bible tells us that there are apostles and the teachers all kinds of workers for God. So these are the results of exercising our faith.
去年十月我在这里讲到的题目就是第三篇的信息，我们要广传福音。
Last October, I preached the third message of the last unit. The topic is about preaching the gospel.
主耶稣在复活之后，这个升天之前，划了两个大命令。
After the Lord's resurrection and before His ascension, He gave us two commands.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗，凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们同在，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in my name, and teach them all I have told you.
然后到了耶稣升天之前，在使徒行传一章八节说到，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And the second command was given before his ascension, in Acts 1:8. And the Lord said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world."
So.所以今天早上这个整个的大题目最后一篇信息要赢得世界。
And this morning's message is the concluding message of the whole series, that is to win the world.
完成主舍身流血建造教会的最大的目的。
The Lord sacrificed his life save us and build a church. This is the purpose of.
我们本来都是罪人，但是靠着耶稣的十字架流的宝血把我们买赎回来，不是白白的让我们享受，而是要为他作证。
We were all sinners, but we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We do not just receive this salvation by grace. The Lord wants us to witness for His grace.
我觉得神的灵在我们当中工作。
I know the Spirit is working among us.
我仅仅把我的题目、我的经文告诉叶才长老，我没有邀请他写什么样的诗歌。但是今天唱的三首诗歌都跟我的题目有密切的关系。
I just told an elder beforehand about the topic of my sermon, but I didn't tell him the details. However, this morning the three hymns we have sung are totally pertinent to today's message.
你知道，这就是圣灵的工作，分别在不同的人心里做工，达到一个目的，一个使命。
This is the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit. He works in different people to reach the same purpose.
我看到周报的报告，下一首诗歌回应诗歌，我林若元耶稣是更重要的一首诗歌。这四首诗紧紧的跟我的题目相连接。
And I'm very pleased to see the response hymn we are going to sing after the sermon. I would rather have Jesus. This hymn is very is very responsive to the message.
除了神的灵，谁能做到？
Only God's Holy Spirit could accomplish such a wonderful thing.
我们真是感谢主的恩典，他总是在我们中间。
We are always grateful for the Lord, for He is with us. He's the God of Emmanuel.
这个最后一篇信息赢得世界，就是要完成主要拯救他的子民的使命。
To win the world is to accomplish the mission of the ultimate purpose of the Lord's salvation.
也是主亲自舍身流血建造教会的最终的目的。
Which is the ultimate purpose of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross.
使徒保罗这一位特别被拣选向世界传福音的使徒，他完成了三次宣教旅程之后，回到了耶路撒冷。
Apostle Paul was especially chosen by God to preach the gospel all over the world. After his three missionary journeys, he returned to Jerusalem.
在《使徒行传》二十章、二十一章，他回到耶路撒冷之前呢，曾经受了两次的警告。
In Acts chapter 20 and 21, Paul received two warnings before he returned to Jerusalem.
告诉他你不要去，你到那边去就要被捉牢、被捆绑，要受很多的苦难。
He was told not to go to Jerusalem, for he would be suffering and mistreated, going through a lot of.
保罗的心智始终是我的榜样。
The mind of Paul is always my model.
他一点都不在乎。
He didn't care at all.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说不要说是被捆绑，我就是死在耶路撒冷，我也乐意。
He said he didn't mind being imprisoned in Jerusalem. He would rather die in Jerusalem.
一个愿意为主而死的人完成了这么大的。
Paul was ready to die for the Lord. He accomplished a great commission.
果然，如同所说的，他回到耶路撒冷后不久，就被犹大的一群暴民挟持，然后把他抓住了。
Just as what was prophesied before, soon after Paul arrived in Jerusalem, he was taken by the mob in Jerusalem and put into prison.
这一位伟大的使徒，这一位伟大的战将，三次环球世界旅行，在传扬主的福音，最后做了该上的球。
This great apostle who preached the gospel all over the world through three long journeys ended up as a prisoner of Caesar.
在《使徒行传》第二十二章到二十六章，有五次的机会，他为自己做辩论、做辩护。
Through the chapters in Acts 22 to 26. Paul had five chances to defend for himself, for his case.
从二十六章开始，他对百姓陈述一切他过去的工作的经过，蒙召传福音的工作的经过。
From chapter 22, and he had a chance to talk to the people, the common people, about how he was called by the Lord and about his work.
二十三章，他向公会表明他的身份。
In chapter 23, he spoke before the Sanhedrin.
那就是当时的一个议会，一个政府的机构，他要把他的清白向他们显露。
Which the Sanhedrin was a Jewish tribunal, a government organ, a council, and he had a chance to
24章，他对当时的刑部会理司表明他的意愿。
And in chapter 24, he spoke before Felix, the political ruler at that time.
会理司的地位就是比拉多的地位。
And the position Felix had is the same as the Pilate had.
是罗马派到犹大的一个控制者，一个刑部。
It's equal to a governor sent by the Roman Empire to Judea.
25章，腓力斯已经离职了，新的这个刑部来了。腓力斯都他在腓力斯都面前辩护他自己的清白。
In chapter 25, because Felix had left his position, and there is a new governor, Festus.
他已经是该杀的囚犯，所以到了26章，他在亚基伯王面前，亚基伯王是希律王的角色，当时的他的地位。
And in chapter 26, Paul as a prisoner of Caesar, he spoke to King Agrippa, who was the status of King Herod.
他很勇敢的，很认真的把他蒙召的经过，怎么样传扬主的福音，传扬复活的耶稣，人很清楚明白的向他们传讲。
Paul bravely, preached the gospel to the two officials.
在这两个当时最有权柄的人的面前，他一点都没有惧怕的心，他就是勇敢的表达生命之道。
Paul was not wavering at all when he stood before the Agrippa and Festus, the two most powerful people at that time.
他充满了智慧，充满了胆识，站在两个大人的面前，他不像一个囚犯，反而像一位天国差来的钦差大臣。
With great wisdom and courage, Paul spoke to them not as a prisoner, but rather, more like an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
他在亚基伯王面前侃侃而谈，能够把他的怎么样蒙召传福音的经过一点一滴的告诉这一位王，还有在旁边听的这个腓力斯。
Paul talked eloquently before King Agrippa about how he was called and what he did and with Festus alongside.
在圣经里面，我发现这两位当时最有权柄的人，在当时当地最有权柄的人，听到保罗的声明之后啊，如醉如痴，就是心里很受感动。若不是因为他们的地位捆绑他，我想他们马上得志做耶稣基督的门徒。
These two political leaders were pretty much attracted by Paul's words. If it were not for their position, they probably would have believed in Jesus.
所以在26章24节，保罗说的正答中心的时候，腓力斯都阻止他说，你癫狂了吧，你的学问反叫你癫狂了，你的学问太大反叫你癫狂。就是保罗的话深中他的心。
We can see from verse 24, at this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. You are out of your mind, Paul, he shouted. Your great learning is driving you insane. This is the evidence that Paul's word had deeply hit his heart.
他讲的什么呢？
What did he say?
就是刚才主席带我们读的使徒行传26章，从16节之后，他讲到神怎样呼召他，怎样要他去传福音，向世人传福音，所以他继续传讲他的生命之道。
What did Paul say? And that's exactly what we just read in our scripture reading in chapter 26. Paul talked about how he was saved and how he preached the gospel.
除了腓力斯都阻止保罗讲话之外， 一直到了二十八节，二十六章二十八节，保罗对亚基伯王，亚基伯王对保罗说：“你想你稍微一串就叫我做门基督徒了吗？”事实上，他的心已经打开。
In chapter 26, verse 28, then Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?"
保罗真正把他的目的说出来了。
Paul had spoke to his heart.
二十九节，保罗怎么说呢？
And let's see how Paul replied in verse 29.
保罗说，无论是少串是多串，我向神所求的不但是你一个人，我不只是对你说，因为我当时很多人在那儿围观，就是今天一切听我的都要像我一样。
And Paul replied, "Short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am."
当时在那里围观的这些人一定也照样受了感动。
I'm sure all the lookers on at that time were deeply moved.
像我一样是 像什么呢？
What does Paul mean by become like become what I am?
保罗本来叫扫罗。
Paul's original name was Saul.
他是一个强力逼迫耶稣基督杀害信徒的一个人。
He was one of those who persecuted Christians and killed them.
他在耶路撒冷干了很多的坏事，他拿了祭司长的文凭到大马色城去祭赎，要捉拿基督徒下来监狱。
He did many evil things in Jerusalem to persecute the believers of Jesus, and he got a permission from the priest to go on to Damascus to continue his persecution.
但是今天他为了主的缘故，宁可舍身也要完成他传福音的使命。
However, now he had changed. He was willing to sacrifice his life preach the gospel.
所以他说，都我让你们每一个人都像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
And he said, "I pray that God that not only you but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains."
很显然的，保罗是被架上了手铐。脚镣在这两位大人的面前来混述他的事情。
Obviously, Paul was changed to defend for himself before the leaders.
那么神主耶稣给保罗的使命就是在使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Then, the mission that the Lord gave to Paul is recorded in Acts 26 verse 18.
他清楚地告诉保罗说，主耶稣在异象中告诉保罗说，我差遣你到他们那里去的目的是要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的传下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
The Lord clearly said to Paul, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me."
十九节，他说：“亚基伯王啊，故此我没有违背了从天上来的意象。”
In verse 19, Paul said, "So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven."
很显然，这不是保罗自己的意思。
Obviously, this was not from Paul's own will.
这是从天上来的异象，这是从神来的使命。
This is a vision from the heaven, a mission from God.
我叫这个是第二个大使命。
I call this the second great commission.
当主耶稣划出第一个大使命，就是马太福音二十八章18-19节到20节，所以你们要出那个使命的时候，扫罗还没有悔改。现在主耶稣补了这个命令，对扫罗一个人划出另外一个大使命。
The first Great Commission is recorded in Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 through 20. At that time, Paul was not a believer yet. And so here in Acts, the Lord gave Paul this, the Great Commission, the second Great Commission.
这个大使命, 这个第二个大使命, 分成四个重点。
There are 4 points in concerning the so-called second Great Commission.
我差遣你到他们那里去的第一个重点就是要叫他们的眼睛得开。
The first point is to open their eyes.
他们是谁?
Who are they?
是你是我吗?
Does that include you and me?
是的。
Yes.
那是包括世上所有的人。
It means all people in the world.
我们要回溯到使徒行传第9章。 扫罗带了一群暴徒 从耶路撒冷到了大马色 要去捉拿基督徒的那一刻
We have to go back to Acts chapter 9 where Paul led some mobs to go to Damascus to persecute, to arrest the Christians there
你们都知道那是惊心动魄的一刻
You know that was a very terrifying moment
因为保罗将到大马士的城门口，非常的兴奋，可以趁他所行的，但是有天上的声音下来，有天上的大光照下来，把扫罗打倒在地，当时就瞎眼。While
Paul was very excited to approach to the gate of the city gate of Damascus, there was great light from heaven that struck Paul and made him blind.
这一个暴徒来了，他应该是死的，但是耶稣基督的恩典没有叫他死，而叫他，反而呼召他作为他的使徒。
Paul at that time as a mob should deserve being stricken to death. However, the Lord did not kill him, but used him, changed him to for the work of the gospel.
所以天上有一个声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢？”
There was a voice from heaven calling Saul, Saul, why have you been persecuting me?
扫罗回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And Paul answered, Lord, who are you?
他心里已经知道他是谁，但是他还要问的，确确实实你是谁。
Paul actually should have known who was speaking at that time, but he would like to ask specifically.
主清楚地表明身份，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord answered, I am Jesus whom you have been persecuting.
所以他的眼睛当时瞎了，就有人把他扶进了大马色城。
So it became blind immediately, and he was helped by others to enter Damascus.
3天3夜不吃不喝。
3 days and 3 nights without any food or drink.
主差遣一个圣徒亚拿尼亚去帮助扫罗，叫他开眼睛，为他施洗，传达主的使命。
And then the Lord sent Ananias to restore Paul's eyesight and to make him ready to preach the gospel.
亚拿尼亚很迟疑，知道这个人是来捉拿基督徒、杀害基督徒的，为什么还要叫我去帮助他？亚拿尼亚跟主曾经有一段的辩论。
Ananias was very hesitant to help Paul because he knew Paul was opposing the Christians.
主就对亚拿尼亚说：“你去，只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和尊王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
大家看到了这一节经文在使徒行传9章15节，他们是谁？就是那些人，外邦人，所有的人，以色列人，还有尊王，包括当时亚基巴王在内。
from the verse from Acts 9 verse 15, we can clearly see the people refers to the Gentiles, the kings, and the people of Israel.
所以要赢得世界, 就是赢得世界上所有的人能够来归向我们的主。
To win the world means to win all the people in the world to turn to the Lord.
亚拿尼亚是主所差遣的一个使者, 去帮助扫罗, 使他眼睛能够打开, 使他能够接受神的救恩, 也让他能够顺服神, 后来为主而工作。
Ananias was sent by the Lord to restore Saul's eyesight and to help him to turn to the Lord and to preach the gospel.
一个这样恶名昭彰的人，神没有撇弃，神不管你过去做了什么，过去说了什么，但是他现在要用你，我们就必须顺服在他的面前。
God did not desert a wicked person like Saul, but changed him to use him. And no matter what our past was, we should be used by God.
所以主说，你要到他们那里去，是做什么呢？
And the Lord told Paul to go to these people. What should he do?
第一就是开他们的眼睛。
The first thing is to open their eyes.
诸位，我们每个人都蒙神特别的恩典， 赐给我们一双眼睛， 我们能够观察所有的事物。
We all receive God's grace to have eyes to see.
但是不是讲要开肉体的眼睛， 因为人人都有一双眼睛， 但是开的是灵里的眼睛。
But here, when talking about open the eyes, it does not refer to our physical eyes, but to our spiritual eyes.
因为人在蒙恩之前是瞎眼。
And before people receive the grace of God, they are all blind.
在黑暗中间什么都看不见。
The blind are like in the darkness, they could not see anything.
瞎眼的人是非常可怜，非常痛苦的。
It is a very pitiful thing to be without sight.
你记得尼古底母来半夜来寻找耶稣。
Do you remember that Nicodemus went to see Jesus at midnight?
尼古底母是当时很有名的一个学者，一个法利赛人。
Nicodemus was a very famous and well-respected Pharisee at that time.
他看了耶稣以后，非常的恭敬，对这一位拿撒勒的木匠，他说：“夫子啊，拉比，因为我们知道你是从神那里差来做师傅的，你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，是无人能行的。”
And Nicodemus was very respectful to Jesus. He called him Rabbi and asked, and he said, "Why Jesus did was from God, and nobody could do that."
犹太人对于拉比这个称呼是一个最高级的尊称。
And to the Jews, the title of Rabbi is the utmost respectful title.
大概主。 因为这个人这样高抬主，大概主会忘形的。 耶稣在这回敬极致，很恭敬的话， 没有。
Did Jesus return his compliments? No.
主说什么？
What did Jesus say?
记不记得？ 约翰3章3节是不是？ 三章，三章三节。
In chapter 3 verse 3, Jesus said,
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，怎么样？大家讲，大家念，就不能见神的果。
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
若是没有重生的人，是瞎眼的，是看不见的。
A man who is not born again is actually blind, could see nothing.
哥林多后书4章4节说， 是因为世人 弄世上的神弄瞎了人的眼睛。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ.
所以诸位你知道吗？在你我没有认识主之前，我们是瞎眼。
Do you realize that we were all blind before we came to know the Lord?
所以福音的第一个功效就是叫我们的眼睛打开。
The first effect of the gospel is to open our eyes to see.
主耶稣受了洗，约翰的洗，受了魔鬼的试探之后，回到拿撒勒，开始他的宣道的事工，他发表了一篇宣言。
After being tempted by Satan in the desert place, Jesus returned to Nazareth, and he proclaimed his ministry.
在路加福音四章十八节，主耶稣发表用了旧约以赛亚的一节圣经来表示他自己的工作和使命。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus quoted the scripture from Isaiah to explain his ministry and his work.
他说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放。下面一句话是什么？瞎眼的得看见，叫那受辖制的得自由。但是主耶稣开始传道之前宣告他的使命。
The Lord claimed his mission in the world, just as it is recorded in Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind to set the oppressed free.
所以一个人在盲目的时候做了许多不该做的事情，眼睛撑开了就知道孰是孰非了。
A person may do a lot of things that he should not do when he is blinded.
一开了眼睛以后就看见了各样的事实。
After his eyes are opened, he could see all kinds of reality.
所以主耶稣自己说在约翰福音八章十二节，他说我是世界的光，跟从我的不在黑暗里走，就要得着生命之光。
Jesus also said this in John 18, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
主耶稣是世上的。
The Lord Jesus is the light of the world.
当我们打开眼睛之后，我们跟随了主，我们就生命的光就进到我们的生命当中。
When our eyes are opened and we follow Jesus, the light of life entered us and we become the light of the world.
这个第二个大使命的第二个重点就是从黑暗中归向光明。
The second point of the Great Commission is to turn to light from darkness.
黑暗是一切的罪恶、污秽、残暴、死亡的代名词。
Darkness is equal to all kinds of evil and deprivation, sin, violence, and so on.
一切的败坏、罪恶和不法的事情都是在暗中进行。
All sins and lawlessness are done in darkness.
所以，都是看见不得人，也是见不得光的。
All the evil and sins are hidden in the dark.
黑暗的权势控制着撒旦的手里。
Satan had the power of darkness.
所以跟随耶稣的人，我们就被迁移到爱子的国里。好像我们说的很多的人，我们本来是从台湾来的，是从香港来的，是从大陆来的，也有从马来西亚来的。但是现在都进到没有，就是进到一个新的境界当中。
Those who follow Jesus are brought into the kingdom of the Son God loves. Just like us, we came from different countries, but now we are moved into this country.
魔鬼 是非常可恶的，控制黑暗，散布控制人心，好像创世纪第三章的这个魔鬼利用夏娃做了一件最坏的事情，让我们都生在罪中，也死在罪中。
Satan was is very obnoxious. He controlled the darkness. He cheated and us to sin. Just as in Genesis chapter 3, we saw how the devil used Eve to let sin enter the world. So that we were all born into sin.
刚才唱的一首诗歌叫耀华光。
We just sang a hymn called Send the Light.
主耶稣基督就是那个真光。在约翰福音一章第四节到第九节说光 人在神的里面，我们就一章四节，生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The Lord Jesus is the true light of the world. In John chapter 1 verse 4 it says in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankindThe light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
这个约翰写了一封书信，讲到另外一个约翰，他说有一个人是从神那儿来的，他来的目的是要为光做见证。
And this John, Apostle John, wrote another epistle, talking about a man sent from God, to give light.
那不是一个普通的光。
This is not the ordinary light.
不仅仅是一支蜡烛。
It's not like a candle.
它来是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
The Lord is the true light. He came to shine on all people and all people in the world.
所以耀华光，弟兄姊妹。
And we should send the light, brothers.
耶稣说：“我是世上的光。”
The Lord Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world."
接着耶稣在登山宝训里告诉我们说，你们是世上的光。
And Jesus also told us in his Sermon on the Mount that we are the light of the world.
马太五章十四节到十六节。
In Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 through 16.
可以找得出来吗？ 我看到有这个很宝贝。马太五章十四节到十六节。
Matthew 5 verses 14 through 16.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫世人看见你们的好行为，就把荣耀归给你们在天上的。
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
不仅耶稣本身是世界的光，跟随他的人也得着光，也要发出光亮来照亮世人。
Not only Jesus as the light of the world, his followers should also send the light to the world.
你知道吗？一个蒙恩的人，一个有生命的人，走到哪里都在为主发光。
A believer should shine for the Lord no matter wherever he goes.
所以腓立比书第二章第十四节告诉我们，我们凡事不可发软言起争论，我们要有像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
And in Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 through 16, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
我们所有跟随主的人，我们扪心自问，我们是否做出发光的动作，在众人中间能够照亮许多人，带领他们出黑暗入光明。
As followers of the Lord, we should examine ourselves. Have we done anything to shine for Jesus, to bring people out of darkness, to enter eternal life?
使徒彼得给我们一个重要的警告。
Peter gave us an important warning.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter 2:9.
唯独你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊贞的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属灵的子民，属神的子民，为要叫你们宣扬那吃黑暗如奇妙光明者的美德。二章九节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, Peter pointed out this. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
四重荣耀的身份，一个荣耀的使命。
Here we see four glorious positions or titles with one glorious mission.
所以我们属神的人，我们不要轻看自己，因为我们是那么崇高，那么荣耀，神把我们摆在那个高的地位上，好像一盏灯一样的摆在灯台上，要照亮所有的人。
So we who belong to God should not underestimate ourselves. God has put us in a very glorious, important position to shine for Him.
Okay, 第三个重点就是不但从黑暗中归向光明。从撒旦的传下归向神。
The third point about the Great Commission is to deliver people from the power of Satan and turn to God.
我们千万不要忽略撒旦的力量，他是目前宇宙间唯一可以与神抗衡的一个邪灵。
We should never underestimate the strength of Satan, who was the only evil spirit in the universe who dared to oppose God.
他本来是一个天使长叫 Lucifer, 他不守本位，要想与神同等，所以被神惩罚，逐出天庭，然后他做十多的坏事，做空中掌权者的首领。
Satan originally was an archangel who rebelled against God. And his name was Lucifer, and he failed, and God punished him, and he became the leader of those who rebel against God.
我们知道撒旦的工作无孔不入的。
We know Satan tried to do his tricky work everywhere.
基督徒虽然蒙恩的，但是我们一生的对头跟我们作对的，我们要跟他征战的就是这一个撒旦。
Christians have received grace from God, but we have a lifelong battle against Satan.
我们今天的工作就是从撒旦的手中抽出一根火柴来，所以烧着的火柴要把它抽出来，把它熄灭，拯救人的灵魂有这么样子的重大的责任。
Our work today is like to take a match that is burning out of the control of Satan and to put out the fire. And this is an analogy of saving souls.
你跟我一生的对头就是撒旦。我们仍然跟他作战，这个真正值得呢，我们到了天上去，我们才能结束这场战争。
Our lifelong enemy is Satan, and we always have to fight against it, against him, until we go to heaven.
所以彼得又在他的书信中告诉我们说，这个撒旦是吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，在寻找可吞吃的人。
Peter also warned us in his epistle that Satan is like a roaring lion, and looking for someone to devour.
所以你们怎么能够胜过他呢？要用坚固的信心去抵挡他。所以我们的信心非常非常的要紧。
How can we resist Satan? We have to resist him and stand firm in our faith.
这个恶者不但是欺负我们，跟我们作对，连神的儿子他也不放弃。
Satan did not only attack us, he also attacked Jesus, the Son of God.
耶稣在受魔鬼试探的时候，有一句话，我听到我心里就不舒服。他甚至要这个万王之王要向他下拜，在马太福音第四章第九节。
I was greatly displeased by what Satan said when he was trying to tempt Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. Satan said, all this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me. Satan wanted Jesus to worship him.
这一个大逆不道的恶者丧心病狂，叫人非常的寒心。
Satan was totally out of his mind. This was... Very sorrowful.
这个恶者他还有很多的劣迹劣行，譬如说他仗着光明的天使，他仗着仁义的差遇，他从起初就是撒谎的，就是不守真理的，就是说谎杀人的，而且他是昼夜控告弟兄。
Satan is so evil. He always tried to masquerade as an angel of light. And also he pretends to be servants of righteousness. He is also a liar, the accuser.
所以我们脱离撒旦的权势是什么呢？就是弃暗投明，就是出死入生，脱离一切他的给我们的捆锁，使我们得到真正的自由。
What does it mean to be delivered from the power of Satan? It means that we have got out of darkness and entered the kingdom of light. All our bondages are taken away. We got the true freedom.
谁能给你这个真正自由的权柄？
Who can give us the true freedom?
只有神的儿子耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ.
约翰八章三十六节说，若天父的儿子给你叫你们自由，你们就真正的自由了。
In John chapter 8 verse 36, it says so. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
这是一个属灵的教训，如同我们的眼睛瞎了一样。我们是不是都有一副眼镜？但是我们没有认识主是瞎的。我们都知道我们有自由。但是若没有得到神的赦免，我们的心灵仍然是混乱。
This is a spiritual lesson. Just as we all have eyes, physical eyes that can see, but if we do not know the Lord, we are spiritually blind. And even though we have a physical freedom, but if we don't receive the forgiveness of sin, we are not free.
其实到了这个时候，我们已经得到神完全的救恩。可是圣经告诉我们还不够。
We have received the complete salvation, but this is not enough.
所以第四个重点，要因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业，就完成这个大功。
And the fourth point of the commission is that to receive forgiveness of sin and the place with all those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus.
所以这是主的完全的救恩最后一个环节，前面三环都是罪被捆绑以后得到释放的结果，最后一个环节就是这个枷锁已经完全消除了。
We can see the difference in the settings. For the first three points of the commission, the setting was under the bondage of sin. And in the fourth point, we see the bondage of sin is totally removed.
我们不但是称义得救，我们还要成为圣洁，合乎主用。
We are not just being justified and be sanctified, we are also sanctified.
使我们打开这一个罪的枷锁。
We are rescued from the bondage of sin.
又是彼得的话。
And here we will see Peter's words.
使徒行传四章十二节。
And in Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
谁能开你这个枷锁呢？
Who could remove the bondage of sin?
耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天上人间我们没有靠着别的名可以得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
所以要因信我的蒙舍罪是整个救恩的过程中最感人最重要的一部分。
The most important part of our salvation is that our sins are forgiven through God's grace.
因为约翰三章十八节说，信他的人就不会被罪所捆绑，而且得到了。约翰三章十八节。
In John,
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
In John 3, verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
圣灵降临之后，使人在灵中得到完完全全的释放，因为圣灵充满了我们的心。
After the arrival of the Holy Spirit, we could be filled with the Spirit and be totally relieved from bondages.
使徒行传第二章、第三章，彼得的两篇重要的生命信息叫八千人悔改。
In Acts chapter 2 and chapter 3, Peter gave two important messages that brought 8,000 people in total to God.
都是在圣灵降临之后发生。
And all these happened after the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这两篇信息最大的中心点就是讲到耶稣的复活。
The focus of these two preachings is on the resurrection of Jesus.
在保罗的罗马书里面说到，这个神的福音是要救一切相信的人，除了犹太人、希利尼人、化外人，都要靠着他的恩典得救。
In Romans, Paul pointed out that the gospel of God is to save all those who believe in him, whether Jews or Gentiles.
所以得救之后，我们还要被圣灵充满，能得到从天上来的基业。
After being saved by God's grace, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit to receive the inheritance God prepared for us.
那就是神给我们的赏赐、冠冕和荣耀。
The inheritance is the reward and the crown and the glory God will give believers.
圣灵充满人的心是非常重要的一个关键。
It is the key point to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为希伯来书说得很清楚，人非圣洁是不能见主的。
In Hebrews, it is clearly said, without holiness, no one will see God.
所以在使徒保罗、使徒约翰都很在意这一个重要的真理，就是我们将来要得着从天上赐给我们的奖赏。
Both Apostle Paul and Apostle John were very serious and mindful of the rewards we will receive from the Lord in the heaven.
保罗在腓立比书三章十三十四节说，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我乃是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，我要得神从耶稣基督里召我来得的奖赏。
And Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14,Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
在启示录第二章十一节，使徒约翰在巴马海岛见天上异象的时候，有一句话说：“你要至死忠心。”我就赐给你生命的冠冕。
Also in Revelation chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, while Paul, John was in the, on the, was in the island of Patmos, he received the word from the Lord saying that you have to be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown.
一个忠心的人能够执行神的使命。 保罗对亚基伯王说， 在使徒行传26章19节， 亚基伯王啊， 故使我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
A faithful believer will carry out what the Lord has commanded him to do. Just as Paul said in Acts chapter 26 verse 19, So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
使徒保罗不畏传世，不肉使命，要把神给他的信息原原本本的传出来，使得神的教会在地上被建立，神的名得到当得的人。Paul
was not afraid of the political power. He was straightforward to preach the gospel, to glorify God, to build the church.
这一位伟大的使徒，他的目的就是要原原本本、100%的传扬神、交付他的使命，能够达到他的目的。
Paul was faithful and did 100% of the job to preach the gospel, just as God entrusted him to do.
使徒们已经回到主那边去，保罗也回去了2000年。这个使命还继续在世上流行吗？在你在我的身上都有同样的责任。
After the apostles and Paul, the same commission has been entrusted to us today.
我们能够尽忠为主，坚守他的使命，服从他的命令，能把福音传给万国和万民。We
should be faithful to obey the Lord, to share the gospel, to carry out his commission.
在福音传遍天下的时候， 末期就到了，神的国就降临了，所以我们要赢得世界，完成他教会的使命。After
the gospel is preached all over the world, and then God's kingdom will come. We should endeavor to do this.
这个责任已经从使徒的身上，从千万的这个圣徒们的身上，已经落到我的、你的肩膀上。
The responsibility to win the world has been transferred from the shoulders of the apostles to ours.
让我们都能遵照神给我们的大使命，我们努力向前。
May we all obey the Lord's great command.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
感谢天父的大恩典，这样把这么大的使命
Heavenly Father, thank you for this great commission you have entrusted to us.
我们自己承认是软弱的，是无能的，但是主应许我们要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。We
have to confess to you that we are powerless and we are weak, but you have affirmed that you will be with us till the end of the world.
求主借助今天你自己的话来造就你的子民，让我们知道怎样行，能够逃离的喜悦。
May Lord continue to build us up with your word so that we may know how to live by your word to carry out your command.
我们为着这一件华丽的教会在 Peoria 树立起来， 我们的心充满了感恩。
We are very grateful for building up this church in Peoria.
它除了是我们有一个敬拜神的最安静的地方之外， 还有重要的使命，就是要我们传福音给万国万民。
This church is not just for providing a place of worship, it is also a fortress to preach the gospel.
求主今天早晨借着你自己的话，感动我们每一颗心，把我们再一次献上来荣耀你的名。
May the Lord use the message to renew us, to transform our hearts, so we will be willing to
hear your word.
Thank you for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 非常谢谢大家。